I'd like to go back to our valley and see the creek run after the rain. I want to smell the rose-scented breeze and feel the sun on my shoulders. And then take my leave, bound for a place near my old friend Chuck Larson, in the cemetery on the Severn, back where it began.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
Gotta have joy, joy.
Remember, everything will be alright.
Every life has to end.
We can meet again somewhere. Somewhere far away from here.
Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this.
Stop me crying, baby, it'll be alright.
I am able to celebrate a wonderful life. You've been around a long time, old man. You've had a great life. I want, when I leave, we just have a couple of people that stand up and say, this guy, he served his country.
And John McCain passed away about 48 hours ago on a Saturday in Sedona. And I'll tell you what, one of the great things that I saw was when the motorcade was taking his body from Sedona.
Let's describe that, because that was so powerful, that there was a motorcade from DPS that escorted the body of John McCain down the I-17 to eventually a funeral home right here in central Phoenix.
There were citizens lined, Valley citizens lined on the overpass where the motorcade was. I saw big American flags.
Yes.
Saw people on the side of the road. It was really cool to see that. And he deserved it. John McCain deserved it.
Yeah.
And he's going to get a hero send-off. And you can go to KTAR.com. We've got all the information about, you know, funerals and who's going to speak. And
the pallbearers, I mean, it's amazing.
Man had grit, Mac. He had grit. He had determination. And I was glad to know him. I knew him for 20 years. I'm not here sitting here saying we were buddies, because we weren't, but I interviewed him for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've decided that, hey, listen, over the last 10 years we've been doing this show, John McCain has been a big part of it. He's come in studio many times. And we thought it would be fun, now that it's 48 hours after the death of John McCain, that maybe we can celebrate him now.
Yeah, let's remember John McCain as he was, which was very funny,
it's
sarcastic,
funny.
Just a wry sense of humor.
Right.
And sometimes that came out on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was behind the scenes, but he was, this guy was a ball of energy in his 80s. Just a great person.
Yeah. So, you know, we got some, what do you want to call them? Outtakes?
Yeah, some clips, some outtakes.
These are the clips that happened on the show. We've got, you know, half a dozen of them, or actually a couple dozen of them. I always liked when he wouldn't even let us introduce him.
Yeah.
Here he is, joining us now in studio.
John McCain.
He introduces himself.
Going online, signing up for
Obamacare.
What?
All right. I mean, that's just, you know, and sometimes when we brought him on, he liked to call us a name. Joining us now is Senator John McCain. He's in studio. Senator, it's great to see you. How are you?
Great to be back with you two scamps.
I know.
That's an accurate portrayal.
That is.
Boy. And again, it wasn't, he wasn't doing it to make friends or to make him sound like he was somebody he wasn't.
Right.
That was him.
Yeah.
That was it. He would call people and senators and other, congressmen would say, he would start off the, first of all, they'd say, barely, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just start with a joke or some kind of funny story or some kind of quip. That's the guy he was.
Yeah. I would say my favorite funny John McCain moment was in 2009, when you and I had just kind of started together, and McCain came in for the first time on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I begged him to call Meghan McCain, because I had a crush on Meghan McCain.
That's right. And he did it.
And he did it. Here is that clip from 2009, John McCain, Mac and Gatos, Meghan McCain. And yes, I was asking her out on the air in front of her father. Megan, your father's here. My name is Gatos, and my partner, Mac, how are you today?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Megan. How are you? We're here at KTAR, and Larry Gatos has a crush on you.
Yes, Megan, this is turning into...
Oh, my God.
I know. Megan, we read an article about how you couldn't find a good man. Well,
you have my father in the studio with you. My father is very protective of me.
I know.
Really, I got to give it up to you. You have, like, guts sitting in here talking about having a crush on me in front of my...
I think it's a chemical imbalance, really. It's not fortitude. It's just chemically he's imbalanced.
What I'm going to do, Megan, is I've got somewhat of a portfolio about myself, and I've got a picture in there. Am I a good looking guy, Senator?
Yeah.
That's all you
Senator,
need to know, Megan. You're
killing me.
That's all you need
killing
to know.
Awkward. This is the most awkward thing ever. I have to hand it to you. I mean, this is the first time it's ever happened to me before.
That was back in 2009. John McCain was willing to go along and play, and we never talked to Meghan McCain ever before.
No.
And then she became kind of a fixture on this show for many years, and she still comes on the show. And now that she's on The View, she still comes on the show. And I think...
But how many other senators would have done that? How many other senators would be that fun and engaging instead of, well, no, I'm here to talk policy, and you're not going to call my daughter, you know.
And don't get us wrong. We talked about everything.
We did.
We talked about Meghan and how I wanted to date her, and then we talked about, I mean, it was 10 years ago. I don't remember, but, you know, the cool thing about having McCain on, you ask him all the tough questions.
Yeah.
But then you can also have fun with him.
Right.
You know he's a Diamondbacks fan, Mac.
Yes.
Remember what he said about the Dodgers on this show?
Yeah.
Take you back to... June 29th, 2015, John McCain with Mac and Gatos. Senator John McCain's joining us in studio.
The Dodgers coming to town.
Yeah.
We hate the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers. Okay?
Well, they peed in all our pool, Senator.
Repeat over and over again.
Right.
Yes. I will stop.
They urinated on us.
I've said enough. Yeah.
That was not a trick. That was a natural act.
That was urination.
That was not a trick.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So let's turn out and beat L.A.
He wasn't one of these bandwagon guys. He wasn't, the Suns are in the playoffs or the Diamondbacks are in the playoffs or the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl. Well, I'll start mentioning the Arizona Cardinals are going to the Super. He wasn't that guy. He was, and I've told Gatos this before, he'd be in one of the boxes at a Coyotes game and the Coyotes were getting beaten.
Right.
He'd stay till the end. He'd stay until the end of the game, and he knew the players, and he knew, I think you told me once, he knew like he knew the depth chart on the Cardinals.
We'll talk to Cardinals President Michael Bidwell at 4:30, and he'll tell us that story, how McCain would show up. We had Jerry Colangelo on at 2:30 today, and you know, how John McCain would show up, and he wanted to see these games, and he wanted to be part of it.
Right.
He loved it. You know who else he loved? Detour Dan.
A lot going on in the country, a lot going on with the president, a lot going on with our senator from Arizona, John McCain. Good afternoon, Senator. How are you today?
I got to be honest with you guys. I'd rather be listening to Detour Dan Beach than the President of the United States.
Wow.
That's
who he was.
And he was talking about Obama, by the way. That clip was from January of 2014. Well, you could have played that a year ago.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah.
There were just so many things about John McCain that made him authentic, and I think that's why a lot of people don't like him, and a lot of people respected and do like him as a man and as a politician, because he's willing to say, I'm going to go against the party on this. This isn't right for Arizona, or this isn't right. When every other person would fall in lockstep with the furthering divisive talk or the divisive, furthering of divisive views on the Republicans and the Democrats side, this guy voted down Obamacare to keep Obamacare. He voted down to get rid of Obamacare. He didn't see the purpose of it. He didn't want to do it. And I think a lot of people had problems with that. But if you understand how to live an honest life, you would do the same thing. Not that you would keep Obamacare. But there are things that you say, no, I'm not going to get in lockstep with everybody else. I'm my own person. And I believe in these things. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows that I believe in these things. And if you live an honest life, you're going to get criticized, but you rise above it. And how many times was he criticized by his own party?
Yeah.
What, I mean, look at the fractious nature of the GOP right now. And yet he stuck to him, his true self. And that's something to be honored. And we will never see the likes of that kind of politician, at least that I can say in my lifetime, ever again.
Yeah, I mean, our deepest sympathies go out to our friend Megan and Cindy and the family. And I think the one thing that not many people have talked about is John McCain's mom is going to have to bury her son.
John McCain's mother is 106.
106.
And will have to bury her son and still calls him Johnny.
Yeah. He was a good man.
Absolutely.
We were lucky to have him in Arizona. Even if you disagree with him politically, it doesn't matter.
He was a great underdog story as well.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue to remember John McCain. Actually, he wrote a goodbye letter to America on his deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let you listen to it in a second.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
John McCain wrote a goodbye letter to America from his deathbed. Rick Davis is the former national campaign manager for Senator John McCain, and he had to read the statement, the letter. Here's what it sounded like, John McCain's farewell letter to America.
These are John's words. My fellow Americans, whom I have gratefully served for 60 years, and especially my fellow Arizonians, thank you for the privilege of serving you and for the rewarding life that service in uniform and in public office has allowed me to lead. I've tried to serve our country honorably. I've made mistakes, but I hope my love for America will be weighed favorably against them. I've often observed that I am the luckiest person on earth. I feel that way even now as I prepare for the end of my life. I've loved my life, all of it. I've had experiences, adventures, friendships, enough for 10 satisfying lives, and I am so thankful. Like most people, I have regrets, but I would not trade a day of my life in good or bad times for the best day of anybody else's. I owe the satisfaction to the love of my family. One man has never had a more loving wife or children he was prouder of than I am of mine. And I owe it to America to be connected to America's causes, liberty, equal justice, respect for the dignity of all people, brings happiness more sublime than life's fleeting pleasures. Our identities and sense of worth are not circumscribed, but are enlarged by serving good causes bigger than ourselves. Fellow Americans, that association has meant more to me than any other. I lived and died a proud American. We are citizens of the world's greatest republic, a nation of ideals, not blood and soil. We are blessed and are a blessing to humanity when we uphold and advance those ideals at home and in the world. We have helped liberate more people from tyranny and poverty than ever before in history. And we have acquired great wealth and power in the progress. We weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries that have sown resentment and hatred and violence in all the corners of the globe. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down. When we doubt the power of our ideals rather than trust them to be the great force for change they have always been. We are 325 million opinionated, vociferous individuals. We argue and compete and sometimes even vilify each other in our raucous public debates. But we have always had so much more in common with each other than in disagreement. If only we remember that and give each other the benefit of the presumption that we all love our country, we will get through these challenging times. We will come through them stronger than before. We always do. 10 years ago, I had the privilege to concede defeat in the election for president, I want to end my farewell to you with heartfelt faith in Americans that I felt so powerfully that evening. I feel it powerfully still. Do not despair of our present difficulties. We believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Americans never quit. We never surrender. We never hide from history. We make history. Farewell, fellow Americans. God bless you, and God bless America.
That was Rick Davis, Senator John McCain's former presidential campaign manager and a family spokesperson, reading the farewell statement from Senator McCain earlier today at the Arizona State Capitol. Obviously, John McCain was working until his last days. Just, again, a testament to the energy of that man. We're celebrating John McCain's life today all day on the show. And coming up, John McCain was a huge Arizona sports fan, and one of his friends was Cardinals president Michael Bidwill. He'll join us live to talk about his friend John McCain next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
We're celebrating the life of Senator John McCain, who passed away Saturday afternoon. And all day it's been memories of just what a dynamic person, what a great person, what a person of character. But there was no denying that John McCain, the senator from Arizona, was a huge Arizona sports fan. And the Arizona Cardinals were one of his passions. And joining us now is the Cardinals president, Michael Bidwill. Sir, we certainly appreciate you taking the time. Can you give us your fondest memory of the senator?
Wow, there's so many great memories of Senator McCain. But, you know, he was such a huge fan. So I guess I should talk about some of the great memories where we were sitting watching football together. He'd come to a couple of games each year, and we'd get a chance to sit with him and, you know, not only talk about football, but just talk about things going on in Washington, D.C. and around the world. But, you know, probably the memory I'll have the most is he invited me to go up and visit him in May at their ranch in Cornville. And I spent all afternoon with him and just talked about Arizona, talked about, you know, the birds in the backyard that he was admiring, talked about Washington, D.C., talked about leadership. We talked about a lot of different things. And that was a really special afternoon and special series of conversations we had that afternoon.
So you talked to him 4 months ago, huh?
I did.
What was the conversation like? Did you like to spend the whole day just you're chilling out, you're talking to Senator John McCain? Is that how kind of it went?
Well, he had been up at their place in Cornville for a long time, you know, getting treatment and battling cancer. And so, you know, I know that he had invited a number of different people up to come visit and just to see people. And so I was honored to get the call and go up and spend the afternoon and just talk about a lot of different things. So it was a great day. But there were other great memories, you know, where, you know, he sent us off a couple of years ago to speak at a rally at Sky Harbor Airport when the team was going to play the NFC Championship game in Charlotte. He was a part of our celebration back in 2008 when we went off to play the Super Bowl in Tampa. He was around a lot. And he wasn't just a football fan, but he was a fan of the Diamondbacks, the Suns, ASU. He's huge into boxing. You know, he led a lot of reforms in the boxing world. He was a fan of the Washington, D.C. franchises, especially the baseball team back there. I know he followed a lot of teams, and he wasn't just a casual fan. When he'd sit down, he'd be asking about our, you know, reserve players and oftentimes asking our general manager, Steve Keim, and me, you know, which players he should keep an eye on throughout the rest of the season, you know, some of the guys that we expected to excel that may not be big names yet.
Michael Bidwell's joining us, Cardinals president. Will you guys do anything for John McCain on the opener against the Redskins coming up, I think, on the 9th of September?
Well, we're planning some things Thursday night, and we play Thursday night, and okay. We've been doing things on social media since we learned of his passing. I know that Larry Fitzgerald has been asked to speak at his funeral, and Larry is honored to do that, and we'll be speaking at the funeral Thursday. So they had a very special relationship, Larry and Senator McCain, and I know Larry was honored to be asked to speak at Senator McCain's funeral.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, joins us as we remember the life of John McCain. And we asked Jerry Colangelo the same question we'll ask you. As a person who owns a major sports franchise like the Cardinals, a successful sports franchise, what does it mean to have a sitting senator so passionately in your corner? How does that benefit you, and what is that relationship like, and what does it mean to you, not only as a person, but as an organization?
Well, it was great. I mean, and he was not just in our corner, but he was a season ticket holder for 30 plus years. Yeah. I mean, he didn't, you know, it was difficult for him to actually sit in the seats that he had for many of those years because, you know, he was so popular, but he was a huge fan. It was good, but if you weren't good on the field, he'd let you know.
Right.
There were plenty of times where he let me know what we should be doing or not be doing, and those were some fun conversations.
Would he actually tell you, like, plays, like, run this play? Why aren't you playing this guy?
No. Oh, okay. It was more, you know, you need a quarterback, kid.
Okay.
And obviously we do, but, you know, we don't, they just don't fall off trees around here. So,
right.
But, you know, it was things like that. And there were fun. And you know, if he wasn't giving you a hard time, you know, he liked to joke around a lot. And so it was always fun to joke around with him. And, you know, one thing that I was thinking about, guys, you know, you know that Bruce Arians was our coach for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You think about the amount of time that John McCain spent in a prisoner of war camp in Vietnam. He was actually in that prisoner of war camp about 4 months longer than Bruce Arians was our head coach.
Yeah.
And you think about the sacrifice that he made, and then he left there and continued his public service all the way up to last weekend, you know, as our U.S. Senator, and prior to that as a congressman. And he dedicating his entire life to public service. And, you know, the example he set for us, the courage he had, the voice that he had, not just here in Arizona in the United States, but the power of his voice around the world was just amazing. And we were lucky to call him in Arizona and have him representing us.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, you've known him a long time. Senator McCain has been an Arizona stalwart, a supporter for such a long time. You've been mentioned as someone who could possibly be appointed to his seat. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't know where that came from. That
we don't either. We have no idea either.
Yeah.
But we saw your name.
Exactly. And now is not the time to talk about whoever's successor is. But I think it's really now is the time to talk about the great contributions that he gave, you know, our state, this country, and the world. His sacrifice, his integrity. He was a brilliant man as well. I mean, he could shift from talking about our defense to talking about national and really world security issues as the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Yeah.
He was somebody that it was really knowledgeable and knew about things that, you know, the news doesn't cover here in the United States, but it might be newsworthy in some other place in the world. And it was just fascinating to hear him. And the great thing about John McCain is he was always willing to stick up for the people that didn't have power, that didn't have a voice, that maybe were being victimized someplace all the way around the world. But he was willing to use his voice, his power, his position as a U.S. senator to stick up for him.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, much success to you and the Cardinals this season. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really do appreciate it. Take care.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, talking about John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who is just such a huge sports fan that he would actually talk about. Well, who's on the depth chart? Who is this? Who do I need to look out for? That was John McCain, a real man. And again, an energetic person who loved learning, who loved this state of Arizona as well. Thanks to Michael Bidwell for coming on. Coming up, We last interviewed Senator John McCain about a year ago, shortly after his diagnosis. You'll hear what he said when we asked him, are you scared to die? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Last year, beginning of August, I think it was August 8th, actually, the Senator and Meghan McCain came in after the diagnosis was made public. And we had them both in studio, and we actually asked Meghan at one point in the interview what was her reaction to her dad's diagnosis, and this was her answer.
I mean, I don't want to get too much into it on the radio, if you don't mind, just at this moment, but obviously it's the way anybody would be, but I have him on a very strict diet right now, and I've introduced him to the concept of green juice.
A very strict diet.
Which he doesn't
taste good.
Doesn't like any of it, but, you know, we have been through I work with my dad often and in an unofficial capacity. Obviously, we talk every day, and it's just I'm facing this like we do campaigns and like any other, any other thing in our family. It feels like when my brother deployed, you just have to come together as a family and work together. And Arizona is a very special state, and Arizonans have been unbelievably wonderful to my family, and it's nice to be around such a friendly environment right now.
We're with Senator John McCain and his daughter Meghan in studio, and you know the initial reaction in the newsroom was you don't know what to say. Are you surprised by the reaction of people? Can you share a story of somebody who reached out or someone who, you know, like, wow, I didn't expect to hear from that person, or I didn't expect that from that person?
The lady in the lobby.
I think, say it again.
The Hispanic woman in the lobby.
In the lobby of my office, a Hispanic woman came up to me and put her arms around me. She was crying and said, thank you. I guess the other event, though, was when I came back to the Senate and I gave a speech. And it was an important speech, I thought, particularly on the issue of maybe we should do something together. But every senator stayed in his seat and listened and applauded. That's never happened before. I've been there 30 years, and I've never seen that happen
before. Did they take it to heart? Do you believe they took it to heart?
I think they took it to heart. Then the question is, can they find a way to do it? Now, I think the first test might be on Obamacare, that we put it in the committee of Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray. She's the Democrat. He's the Republican. And work through it. In other words, have debate, have discussion, have amendments, put out a package and put it on the floor and let's have debates. What's wrong with that?
I just wonder if it's ever going to happen.
I think we all go there for a reason, and that is to serve the people we represent and the country. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. So wouldn't it be in us to want to work together and make some progress? Mm. And the issue isn't going away.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not confident. I believe that we can. I believe there was a genuine outpouring, not just of affection for me, but what my message was. And frankly, I was very, very, very flattered. Some of my worst enemies came up and put their arm around me. And, you know, it was very, very touching.
Are you scared? Because I've interviewed you for 20 years. You've been through everything. You've been to war.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through a presidential election.
You've been a POW.
Yeah. You've been through it all. And I just personally want to know, does this scare you?
Yes, of course. But the doctors have been straight with me. I know what the odds are. And look.
And you remember Ted Kennedy. Kennedy was in the same predicament, too.
Yeah. Joe Biden's son. Look, I've had such a wonderful life. I've had such an incredible life. All I want to do is say thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had and what I've been able to do. And I've sure made a lot of mistakes, but I am the luckiest guy. I've told you guys this before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The luckiest guy you'll ever have on your show.
That's true. So. All right, coming up at 5:15, Governor Doug Ducey will be in studio with us about the life of John McCain. Also, minutes ago, the president broke his silence on the passing of Senator John McCain.